This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
All right, it certainly happened today. Millie Weaver, of course, we have the one, the only, Milo Yiannopoulos in studio with us. It's been a family show because they're teaching this to little kids, you know, trying to change their sex or whatever. So we got to talk about this. We laugh about it, but it's really scary. But you mentioned during the break, Millie.
Yes.
That the article from Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. This article won't be seen unless you get it out, folks. And it says, CNN promotes cuckoldry as positive for modern relationships. I remember about 3-4 years ago, Paul kept saying, leftists are cucks. And I went, what's a cuck? He had to explain it to me. So I guess if you don't let, like, you know, just a busload of dudes have your wife or whatever, you're not a good guy. And I keep seeing leftist media, they promote this as a great idea. But it's never, oh, have your wife watch while you have sex with a bunch of women or guys, because that would be abusive. No, just your wife. She needs to have sex with other men in front of you, even though they know statistically this is the fastest way to break up a relationship.
Of course, introducing other people into a relationship is the first step to breaking up, right?
And just as you were saying, Milo, CNN's just pandering to their own audience. They are cucks. And I must hand it to Paul Watson. He called it on the soy boys because literally after the Women's March, the floor was littered with soy lattes, literally. Okay, I videotaped it, everything. And now this, and CNN's even talking about, oh, how wonderful cuckoldry can be for
and think about it. They know it's the number one way to break up in a relationship or marriage, and they're telling married women do it. It's everywhere now. I didn't even know what it was 4 years ago. Everywhere. Cuck, cuck, cuck. Yeah. Your wife's got to do what she wants. You don't. You stay home. It's like, break the CNN's literally trying to break your family up. They are like Loki. They're like demons.
Well, I wouldn't be so mean about the god of mischief. Loki,
he's a nice guy compared to these people.
Loki is innocent in all of this. These people are devils. The extent to which the media will make space for and will provide coverage for things that are anti-family, traditional values, all the rest of it, despite the wealth of evidence that shows us that, you know, children do better in nuclear families, people do better in monogamous relationships, everyone.
Because this is totally normal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, in the cuckolding scenario, I'm the wife, so I have a slightly different perspective on all of this. I'm the one with the basketball player, while my rich elderly husband watches on in panic and horror. No, I'm just kidding. The key to understanding all of this is that they have tried for a long time to put this all together. Finally, they've got Dan Savage, who's this wacky gay journalist who, in 2002, used to say really sound stuff about Islam. He used to say, well, given the choice between the Republicans and...
Sure, they say in the article, he's the leader. This gay guy is telling everybody, hey, let your wife have sex with other guys because we're going to break your family up.
Well, yeah, I mean, the inevitable result. This is the first step to breaking up. When you want to, you know, when you get bored of one another and you have to introduce other people into a relationship, that sort of the writing's on the wall at that point.
I'm surprised that we're not actually hearing more about teachers teaching children about polygamous relationships in school and saying how wonderful cuckoldry can be for...
Well, I'm not trying to act cool, but, you know, I've admitted I've been promiscuous earlier in my life. I never liked it, and I had girlfriends that thought, hey, baby, you want to? I was like, no, I really don't want to. You know, it's not a good deal.
He's got that Trump thing, like, I get it. You know, like, I get why women would swoon over him.
Oh, yeah, right. So, like, I'm not bragging about it. The point
is... No, it's fine.
No, I didn't want girlfriends to bring other women in, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You did.
It was never other guys. Oh. And I was like, no, baby, I don't need to do, you know, you're good. Because it's like with your woman, with your wife, that's the connection. It's everybody who's done menage a trois, I'll be honest, knows they suck. In my experience,
they do. I think this comes down to something very simple, which is that many of the journalists writing these stories are single and miserable and bitter, and in their 30s they were lied to by feminists.
Yeah, they think menage a trois are great. They're not. They're not.
These people strike me as deeply loveless. When you have a real, abiding, sincere, profound love in your life, the idea of, like, bringing somebody else into the bedroom is horrifying. And doing it, of course, is going to break up your marriage.
Exactly, because you sync up with the person you love.
Of course. It goes without saying, but I think that the majority of these liberal journalists, the vice writers who write these stories about, oh, men are fooling around with men in unprecedented numbers because of blah, blah, blah. I think they're just loveless. And I think if you look at...
And they're scared to ask women out because that's right now. We'll be right back with Milo, Million More.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. Tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got... All right. We got Milo Yiannopoulos here, InfoWars.com reporter Millie Weaver. Get his book, Dangerous, at InfoWarsStore.com. But his website, Dangerous.com, and sign up for all his big exclusive shows and transmissions if you want to fight censorship. And just briefly... Because I get, you know, having fun on these shows and telling the truth and being honest with people, and I totally forget to plug stuff. If you don't go buy books, videos, T-shirts, water filtration, you know, stuff you already need, the very best products out there at the lowest prices, we're not going to be here. It's just that simple. I had a system on Google Ads I always get it flipped because one company was great, the other was bad. It was AdRoll. And then they banned us, and we were exponentially going to fund the whole place, not even plugging on air. Because believe me, I don't like doing it either. I was to be able to fund everything with the algorithms and just basically unlimited funding. And everywhere I go, this company kills it, that company kills it. Then the major credit card companies kill it, even though I have great credit. Where I've met with the lawyers, the lawsuits have started. I've been signed on to some of the Google lawsuits. My name's in them. I told you I was meeting with people. I can't get into all these lawsuits, but I'm involved in four lawsuits right now against tech companies. And some of them are already trying to settle with me. So let's just get this straight. I am fighting back, not because I'm litigious. I don't even want money. I'm just like, stop. I'm literally this. The left kept saying what Trump's done to women is like, you know, what Hitler did to Jewish women or something. It's crazy. Meanwhile, just what Matt Drudge warned of, I'm being blocked. Milo's being blocked from going out on the new big credit card and money exchanges and even getting websites, even being in commerce. I mean, that's true. Blockades. It's military attack. It's sanctions. Like I'm Russia. So I'm not complaining to the audience. I'm just saying, we get too cheerful here. You're all we've got, and we're persevering thanks to you. But get great supplements, get great films, get great books. Check out the great products, and do it knowing you are in their face, defying George Soros, who's behind it all. I don't want to give him extra magical powers, but my God, 9 times out of 10, it's him. This guy is just unbelievable. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got our new Ultimate Turmeric product, Bodies. If you don't know what turmeric does, research it. It's incredible. It's the strongest, most concentrated form out there. Great reviews. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We have Pollen Block, which again, is a very proprietary, non-GMO system.
I'm already feeling cleaner.
Really? When you got to Austin, you got hit with the allergies.
No, I did. I'm no longer...
Tell folks what happened.
Seriously,
Bodies.
Look, I can't tell you anything other than... Look, I came in here with a bunged up nose, and now I don't have one.
I'm ranting.
Every time I come here, I end up popping a pill. Every time. It was Brain Force last time. This time it's pollen. I don't know. I do feel better.
Did Brain Force work?
It was a good show, don't you remember? When we did that read-through of the Newsweek special, the Madame President and with El Cosmos, I would say Brain Force worked.
That was an amazing show. I remember watching it and just laughing so hard.
I was smiling for about a week afterwards.
By the way, Milo, I met you a few times and you were in a good mood, really smart and funny. You came here before, but you're on fire. What the hell's going on?
Well, thank you for that.
I'm not normally intimidated, but I mean, you are just the charisma, the energy, the...
Well,
I'm kind of like feeling a little junior here right now.
Thank you.
I'm feeling cut.
Yes, she's mine. Thank you for saying so. I think I stopped drinking. And in love, married now. I think, you know, you get sort of this...
You're happy.
This well, I told you, you didn't look bad before like me, but you look about 10 years younger.
I don't know about
He's got the newlywed glow.
I do feel happier. Anyway, let's... I love compliments, but I want to pay you one, which is, you were talking earlier on, but, you know, I remember when I had just started to hear about you, whatever it was, 5 years ago, and people were like laughing, oh, this guy who says George Soros is behind everything. One of the things that I liked most about you was that you were, look, everybody knows, if you go to, there's think tanks who do this research, at the Capital Research Center, which impeccable credentials, Washington, D.C. Republican think tank that does research into where the money comes from for Antifa, where the money comes from for the divestment sanctions Israel. Where, they know that you're right about all this stuff, but does National Review write about it? No. Does any other, you know, does Fox News talk about it? Not really, not enough. You know, Weekly Standard, Commentary Magazine? No, you're the only guy who's been out there for years saying, this is this guy, and this is what he wants, and this is what he's trying to do.
I just know every time I'm getting screwed over, it's him.
You can trace the money back and it ends up being Open Society Foundation. Republicans know this. They know it because think tanks with impeccable credentials like the Capital Research Center, you know, do trace the money. They follow the money. And they're like, oh, okay, we were right. It was George Soros. Let's move on to the next thing. Nobody talks about it. Nobody tells anyone.
Meanwhile, he's suing everybody. He infiltrates groups. He finances BuzzFeed. And he's a Nazi collaborator. And then they have CNN go, Alex Jones is a liar. George Soros never had anything to do with the Nazis. The guy was on 60 Minutes saying he worked for him. His dad wrote an autobiography that he helped round him up.
He funded the groups that derailed my Berkeley speech in February. We found out after the fact it was an Open Society Foundation thing.
Exactly. I don't want to give him this much power, but he is—he is literally.
I mean, this is domestic terrorism. This is people taking weapon, you know, pepper spray and baseball bats and smashing up public buildings because a conservative is speaking. And not just beating up the conservatives, but beating up people who weren't even fans, who just came along because they were sort of interested in it. And whoever got kicked out.
Lesbian women that just wanted to hear a controversial speech. Like, I remember in college, I would go hear the Black Panther. I would try to hear the Black Panther speak. I would go protest the KKK. Just as I was going to, I could have got beat up because I was white going to it. I mean, it's like, since when does the left not let controversial speakers speak? And then you're not even controversial. They're controversial that they don't like you.
Well, the left and George Soros are taking advantage of the situation with the millennials right now. The millennials are very confused generationally. They have had a lot of problems. They've got massive amounts of student debt. They've got a situation where their employment does not pay for their living. They can't pay off their student debt.
They're
struggling.
Did you see that? It was like yesterday or something, right? The secret, the dirty secret of the entire millennial generation.
Oh, yeah.
But their parents are paying for their living.
45%.
Millie just said it all, though. That's the key.
They're struggling. And so what's happening is, meanwhile, the millennials are going to these universities where the professors that are being hired are Marxist professors, telling them that the reason why they're struggling is because of capitalism, not because the Democrats have ruined everything and been corrupt.
Well, it's Cloward and Piven. They admit they're giving them obsolete degrees on purpose to make them a revolutionary pissed off force, mad at the only system that can save them, provenly.
Right.
And exactly, because they can't just screw people up. They've got to screw them up and then point them at somebody who's the enemy.
What upsets me about it is that, you know, going to take the culture war and the political war stuff out of it, although I understand that that's the driving, you know, the prime mover behind what the left is doing. What upsets me about it is going to university is supposed to be a time of joyfulness. It's supposed to be a time of broadening horizons, when you explore your sexuality, where you explore your intellectual, you know, capacity, find out what you're capable of, read, watch, learn, discover things. And come to view the world and other people in a way you never thought possible, learn more about yourself, all the rest of it. Well, taking the joy out of the subjects and policing, you know, student sexuality.
They are killing Western civilization.
That's right.
They are liberal killers, because the university and true open thought is liberalism.
Right.
And they are literally liberal killers telling you they're liberal, like the body snatcher. They're strangling Lady Liberty to death, going, I'm the liberal. I run everything. Watch what you say. I'm the boss.
That's right.
It's true.
It's so bad that even a Facebook page has been created called Film Your Marxist Professors, where college students are submitting their film footage, and these professors are literally speaking, saying, we need communism, and talking about all that weird gender identity, gender bender stuff.
What they've done in the liberal arts is they've replaced the study of the actual subject, whether it's art or literature or music or history, with a system of criticism about the subject. So rather than looking at the original text, what does this mean? What does this say? How does this teach us about the world around us? What does it say about freedom, about personal responsibility?
There's no critical thinking.
Well, they've replaced that with a sort of thin critique, all based on social justice, which is just cultural Marxism. It's
a thin critique, then with an orthodoxy of a cult you must follow.
Right. And, but they've taken the wonder of exploration in university and the open possibilities out and replaced it with the dogmatic system of politics through which
everyone. So they're not really liberals. They use communism for control. What they are is really evil social engineers.
That's right.
Absolutely. And you know, I've spent as much time on American college campuses in the last 2 years as perhaps anyone else in the country. And what you're saying is absolutely right.
If I try to walk on them, it's like the Body Snatcher movie. They literally just go.
They get triggered.
Next time I come down, we should take a little trip to UT Austin for sure.
Absolutely. I wish you weren't leaving today. Hey, we'll be back to get to this other report where the left takes over. They create giant crap holes.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones here back live with Milo Yiannopoulos. Doesn't need the introduction. Of course, Millie Weaver, our great reporter. Coming up, Joel Gilbert will host the last 30 minutes and the War Room's coming back up. And Milo's a hardworking guy. He's going to be back in there with our own Owen Schroyer. But since we mentioned this, Millie and Milo were bringing this up during the break. I went and pulled the articles up with the crew. We're talking about how we're being colonized by Antifa in Austin. And they'll have like an apartment and a trust fund. Sometimes they're worth millions of dollars, we discovered. But they live 4 or 5 days a week homeless in these camps to do photo ops and to try to control the poor people and to try to create a climate of Cloward and Piven to bring things down. There's the Atlantic, homeless by choice, how to live in America for free. But again, it's to only hurt the capitalist system. What it's like to be voluntarily homeless. And this ties into your report on Infowars.com, how Democrats create American you-know-what holes, and then how they exploit them and how they bulldoze them. So you were both very eloquently ranting about how this is a program of control. They do this on purpose.
Yes.
Dems policies create huge crap holes. They first exploit, then bulldoze. What is the master plan as California does this?
Well, it seems like Agenda 21 to me, because when you have the Democrats offering aid to refugees and illegal immigrants, but neglecting American citizens, most of the people living in these tent cities in California are Americans, and they actually do have jobs, believe it or not. And there, yes, there has been a large influx of younger millennials at these camps doing drugs and whatever else, but a large portion are just hardworking people that want to get out of the hole. The problem is the cost of living in California is so high, you'd have to make around, they said, $8,000 a month to be able to afford the median rent asking price. So that's a lot of money.
And I noticed most of these are old carpenters and veterans that are mainly white.
That's
or Hispanic,
right.
Or black, and then you've got all the rich millennial white kids partying in there.
This is the most amazing phenomenon of the decade, the hipster homeless.
That's
people,
right.
people who are like, it's like hipster hobos or something. I don't know, but it's incredible.
I would say that there are a lot of hipster hobos, and those are the younger ones that want to just do drugs and there's no rules. That's literally what the homeless people say there.
Sure, but what, exactly. But then you've got all these old, hardworking,
legitimate,
displaced handymen.
But it's easy. It's easy to opt out of society when you have a penthouse to go home to, or you could call your dad if you get into trouble.
That's my point. I want to talk about them. What is the? Because your video gets into all of it. It's powerful. People should see it. How the left creates crap holes. Separate issue. Why do they create crap holes? That's the second question. I'm asking, why do, when I go out and see this, Antifa gets you $100,000 vehicles that I don't have? You know, I'm driving a $60,000 Ford truck, and by the way, I love it. It's awesome. I'm not complaining. And then they're rich, and then they're bitching about America. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, these are the people who have benefited from this sort of corrupt late-period capitalism, multinational corporations in bed with multinational government organizations and all the rest of it. They're benefiting from the fruits of this late nepotistic, elitist, corrupt version of capitalism, and deciding because they can afford to opt out of it as a sort of lifestyle.
There are a lot of millennials opting out where they'll just, like, convert their vans out and live on the road. They think it's trendy. So I have seen that. I think there's a lot of Antifa jumping on this thing.
Well, they say, I don't want to be part of society, but they couldn't go to Venezuela or Cuba.
They wouldn't go anywhere actually communist.
Because they'll kill you in 2 seconds for doing that.
They want to opt into a socialist lifestyle within a safe capitalist democracy, because that's the way you have your cake and eat it.
So where do you see this going, Milo and then Millie?
I would have liked to imagine this was just some crazy brief youth movement, but we know that it isn't. We know that the millennials are the first generation who aren't growing out of their youthful socialist indiscretions. They're staying bitter, miserable, and deranged well into their late
30s. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Sacramento Bee News report, half of millennials, or 54% in one poll I saw, say they want communism, want to bring down capitalist systems. This is like people out on a beautiful ship on the ocean doing great, having a great time, and there's a horrible rotting thing. There's a horrible rotting lifeboat, and they say, we want to sink this ship and get in the lifeboat.
But we're failing to recognize here the fact that a lot of these homeless people living in California actually are working, hard-working Americans, and the fact that the Democrats have created this problem-reaction-solution. This is why Trump says America first. We're housing and helping our refugees and illegal immigrants.
They're not taking care of our veterans.
Helping our Americans. A lot of these people are our veterans. So when Trump's saying America first, it's not because he doesn't want to help necessarily these people.
Well, bringing down America lets the globalists take over. He knows that. Bringing us down to a lower level doesn't help the third world. And Millie, you're right. Those are separate issues. Your report gets into all of that.
Yes.
That's the question. Why does the left create hell holes knowingly?
Well, this is that what we would, you know, sometimes when you on the show use words like demonic and satanic, and we referred to this earlier on, this is what we're talking about. This sort of, this otherworldly cruelty, hypocrisy, this Twilight Zone aspect to Democrats and modern leftist politicians who are able with a straight face to say that it is a good thing. There are veterans homeless on the streets, barely able to feed themselves, having to do, jobs around the edges for cash, while they're advocating for empathy.
So where does it all end, Millie, and then Milo? Because I want to get to these points. I got one more here, too.
Terrifying.
Well, essentially, it's going to continue to get worse as long as California continues to be a Democratic state. There used to be a time when California was a Republican state, believe it or not, and they didn't have this massive homeless crisis. Every time you turn the state blue, massive homelessness, unemployment, problem.
They ship them around, don't they? Because they
Well, they use them. They're like, look at this. Capitalism sucks. Look what we created. We tell them to crap on the ground. Give them a ring. That's what I'm saying. And you try to tell a leftist, why does all the communism and socialism end like this? Why are you pushing Clark and Piven? They go, shut up, you Nazi. That's what I'm saying. They never juxtapose and never have the debate because we know there's evil controllers and then there's minions. But what percentage, Milo, do you think of leftists actually know they're consciously pushing an evil system and they just want control of the wreck they create?
As I get older, I get more cynical. As I learn and read and discover more,
me too.
The percentage of people I think are doing it on purpose gets larger. And now I think it's like 50% pure evil and 50% just abject stupidity, selfishness, and hypocrisy.
It's like Gruber saying, thank God the Americans are so dumb and don't pay attention. They want that. But I think, in closing, and then we're going to be back in a podcast, we're back in the war room, and Millie's got a report on Forwards.com. It's a great report. I just have a gut feeling we're going to win. I mean, why wouldn't humanity want prosperity? Are we really going to be run by a bunch of Bernie Sanders?
Well, you have a lot of liberals right now that I talk to in California that are aware of this homeless crisis, and they're mad at the Democrat politicians. They're mad at Governor Jerry Brown. They're mad at Maxine Waters. They see that these people are failing to do their job. And so I think it's important to point out, hey, this is because of Democratic policies. And when these guys are hypocritically saying to Trump, oh, you called these other foreign countries SHIT halls, well, meanwhile, they have one in their backyard that they're failing to address.
And that's why do they create giant open-air sewers?
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
They preside over them and they perpetuate
that's
them,
right.
And they have a vested interest in keeping
they
these
do.
Areas.
And
like this.
It's exactly
so. That's
right.
It. The left are crap hole rulers.
Yeah. And
they are lords of the.
There are Mugabes. I mean, they're people who have a vested interest in staying in rarefied walled communities while they preside over decline, chaos, and inhumanity.
They're spending more money to treat the homeless problem as a police problem by arresting them and letting them go, mm-hmm. than actually just getting the social programs out there to help them out of it.
Yeah.
It's like they want.
They're pure evil. Millie, your reports on Infowars.com. Milo, Dangerous Tour, will be back with another great reporter on the other side, Joel Gilbert. And Milo will be back on the War Room coming up. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by Infowars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you right from the left coast, hosting the Alex Jones Show for the next two segments. You probably know me from my films Dreams from My Real Father, There's No Place Like Utopia, and my new film, which we'll talk about later. This is in the Alex Jones store, The Art of the Insult, Trump, The Art of the Insult. Please go to the Alex Jones store and check out, buy this DVD. I want to talk to you about some interesting things in the news. And what's going on with, first of all, with the dossier that is in the news every day. Among the few givens in this unfolding drama of the alleged Russia-Trump collusion is that former MI6 intelligence officer Christopher Steele wrote the Donald Trump Russia dossier, and it's actually known as the Steele dossier. Now, I looked into this guy, Christopher Steele. He's former MI6. He had not been to Russia since 1992, so he certainly didn't have any current contacts. I also found out that Christopher Steele was a left-wing student, far left, at Cambridge University, where he also wrote for the Varsity, and he was in the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, the CND. It was a British organization that was particularly active in the early 1980s when Steele was at Cambridge University. Actually, MI5 monitored CND because of the reported communist ties. So here we have a guy, Christopher Steele, who was involved in Soviet propaganda organization in the 80s. Now, by the way, at that very same time, 1983, Barack Obama was at Columbia University, and in his senior year, he wrote an article in the Sundial, the Columbia University magazine, called Breaking the War Mentality. Now, this article was the same Soviet propaganda. It simply went that if Americans would simply stop their warmongering and stop this lust for war, that peace would break out, that the Soviet Union was an innocent actor while the United States was guilty of warmongering. And Barack Obama wrote this article, you know, called Breaking the War Mentality, echoing the Soviet propaganda of the time. Now, this was very similar. If you saw my film, Dreams for My Real Father, Obama's real biological father, Frank Marshall Davis, was a Soviet agent and a Communist Party propagandist. And he wrote an article back in the Cold War called U.S. Greatest Obstacle to Peace. So Obama is pretty much following in the footsteps as a red diaper baby, writing the same type of thing, that the United States is guilty and the United States is the problem, and that's why we don't have peace. Christopher Steele, of course, same type of background. He's going to Cambridge University supporting the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. So about a week and a half ago, I decided to read the dossier. I had not done so. It's online. And as soon as I read it, I couldn't believe what I realized. It was so obvious that this dossier was written by a non-English speaker. English was not the first language of the author of the Steele dossier. In fact, it was quite obvious it was written by a Russian. And I was shocked that the media had not taken time to look at it. I was shocked that I didn't take time to look at it. So I decided to call my friend Jack Cashill. Now, he's the one that examined the language of Barack Obama's biography, Dreams for My Father. And he discovered immediately, he said, wait a minute, this was not written by Barack Obama. And he realized it was the same language and style used by Bill Ayers, terrorist emeritus Bill Ayers, who we'll talk about later, who everybody knows was in the Weather Underground and was part of the revolutionary movement to overthrow the United States in the late 60s. Open revolution. It was not an anti-war, anti-Vietnam protest movement. And Barack Obama obviously was very close to this guy, such that he wrote his book. So Jack Cashill and I decided to dissect the Steele dossier, and we came up with this article called, we said, did Christopher Steele write his dossier, or did a Russian associate that came out in American Thinker? Now, I'd like everyone to definitely, after this, after InfoWars, go and read the dossier. The English is a total mess. The punctuation is wrong. The article is missing. I'll give you an example. To encourage splits and divisions in Western alliance. The word the is missing. It should be to encourage splits and divisions in the Western alliance, a very typical Russian language mistake. The word however is used throughout the dossier. Sometimes there's a comma after it where there should be, sometimes not. Also the words countries and families. The problem is when they use this, they use the wrong spelling and the wrong possessive. It's a total mess. Repeating certain mistakes, you can see that it's a non-native English speaker. I'll read you one sentence from the dossier that you can just listen to me and imagine I'm speaking with a Russian accent. Trump's previous efforts had included exploring the real estate sector in St. Petersburg, as well as Moscow, But in the end, Trump had to settle for the use of extensive sexual services there from local prostitutes rather than business success. Now, this is a very awkward, butchered sentence. There's no way this was written by an English speaker, no less Chris Steele, who was a writer and journalist way back in college. Later on in the dossier, the reader is told the Trump campaign leaked the DNC documents to WikiLeaks to, quote, swing supporters of Bernie Sanders away from Hillary Clinton and across to Trump. Now, the word across is completely wrong. The whole thing is awkward. Then out of nowhere at the end of the dossier, they jam in these Democrat talking points. And I'm quoting again, Moscow's interference in the U.S. presidential election campaign shows that Trump is unfit for office. Now, Hillary and Obama used this terminology during the campaign. So you have Democrat talking points in this dossier. Now, I sent this dossier to a friend of mine, Konstantin Prebojensky. He was in one of my films, There's No Place Like Utopia. He's a KGB spy who defected to the United States. And I asked him to read the dossier. And he didn't want to comment about the language because English is not his first language. But this is what he told me about the dossier. He said, there is no information in the dossier whatsoever. It's just foolish speculation. There are no references. It's not an intelligence document of any kind. I was laughing when I was reading it. Now, this is from a former KGB agent. So Jack Cashel and I, you know, we took one look at this and we wrote this article. And this is something that the media has to look at. And it's shocking that any FBI agent or the FISA court, anybody that read this document would see it was written by a Russian and not an American. Let me also comment about the people involved in this dossier. Nellie Orr has gotten a lot of publicity lately. She's someone that was a Russia expert and Russian language speaker. She was hired by Fusion GPS. Now, very conveniently, her husband, Bruce Orr, worked for the DOJ. Now, coincidentally, I went to high school with Bruce Orr. And Bruce was into physics. He wanted to be a physicist. He was not into politics. So I was shocked to see him having been a lawyer and having a wife that is a Russian expert who's involved in so many things. So her background is very interesting. She had a degree in Russian literature from Harvard. Nellie Orr went to Vassar. And she wrote and translated on topics such as Russian science and technology, Russian collectivization. So I think she's the obvious connection between all the parties. She can speak to the Russian author of the dossier. She's working with Fusion GPS, and she can communicate with the Department of Justice through her husband, perhaps looking for them to put in the dossier the things they needed to be approved by the FISA courts. So the question remains, who did the colluding? Was it the Trump campaign or the Clinton campaign? And I think everything hinges on the authorship of this dossier. Please take a look at it, and I'll join you back at the top after the next break.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Joel Gilbert with you, coming to you right from the left coast here in Los Angeles. I am hosting the Alex Jones Show for this segment, and I'm happy to be here with you. Russia, Russia, Russia. Why are Obama and Clinton so obsessed with pinning Russian collusion on Trump? Was it a diversion? This is where I'm going with this, because when we look at Barack Obama's first term in office, it was characterized by extraordinarily pro-Russian policies. Now, given the daily charges leveled by Democrats, it's time to take a really good look at where the Russiagate conspiracy really lies. Was Barack Obama a Russian sympathizer because of his family background? Because his real father was a Communist Party propagandist and pro-Russian Soviet agent during the Cold War, Frank Marshall Davis. Was Obama possibly blackmailed or controlled by the Russians? Let's revisit some clips from the Barack Obama-Mitt Romney debate, and also a clip from the South Korean nuclear summit in 2012, where a hot mic picked up a deeply worried Barack Obama speaking to Medvedev. Let's check it out.
My last election, I believe. Yeah, after my election, I have more talks with you. Yeah. And this I transmit this information to Vladimir and Medvedev.
few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
This is my last election, basically. Yeah. And after my election, I have more responsibility. Yeah. And this is, I transmit this information to Vladimir and my family.
Okay, so what do we have here? In the debate with Mitt Romney, Obama is defending his pro-Russia policies when Romney's holding him to account. He's saying that Obama, that Romney's idea of, that Russia needs to be considered an adversary is out of date. With Medvedev, you saw Obama lean over and place his hand on Medvedev's right forearm, and he whispers, "This is my last election. After the election, I have more flexibility." Medvedev puts his hand on top of Obama's and says, "I understand. I will transmit this information to Vladimir. I will stand with you." Now, this chilling exchange was not a Cold War spy movie where evil Ruskies are blackmailing an American president. It's real. Obama was saying that Russian policy will become American policy if he can just have a little more time. And then good cop Medvedev says he'll put in the word with bad cop Vladimir. Says, "I stand with you." So we see Obama begging for time and Romney holding him accountable. So I want to revisit those pro-Russia policy moves by Obama. When he took office in 2009, he canceled the U.S. planned missile defense system in Eastern Europe that Putin had bitterly opposed. Mitt Romney called this a gift to Russia, and Putin called Obama's move correct and brave. Next thing, during Russia's clash with Georgia, Obama concluded a START agreement that removed U.S. forces while Russian forces were not reduced. Then under the cover of the famous reset, Hillary Clinton's reset, the U.S. set up a joint commission to transfer previously forbidden technology to Russia. And in addition, Putin withdrew from an agreement to scuttle disposal of nuclear weapons. No response from Obama. Then, of course, the U.S. approved transfer of 20% of U.S. uranium reserves to a Russian-owned company, Uranium One. And best of all for Russia, Obama implemented a policy called leading from behind, which was disengagement from the world. This is the number one policy goal of the Russians since World War II, was to have U.S. withdrawal from its leadership position. That was their number one global objective. Without American leadership in the world, Russia was left to fill the vacuum, and they tipped the balance of power in their favor everywhere they saw fit. They invaded Crimea. They intervened in Syria. They even set up a base in Syria with barely lip service from the White House. So given Obama's exchange with Medvedev, we have to ask, why would an American president implement pro-Russia policies so antithetical to American interests? Where did Obama's true sympathies lie? What leverage could the Russians have had over Obama? Now, of course, they had a file on Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis, because his father worked for them during the Cold War. Now, this year, 2017, marks 100 years since the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Lenin's coup, where the fantasy of a perfect world achieved through abolishing free markets and private property, began a 100-year-long murderous trail of destruction, misery, and suffering. Over 150 million people were killed in peacetime by their own governments under communism. In Cambodia, they killed everyone that had glasses, because if you had glasses, you could read. And that meant you were educated, and they wanted to create a new humanity, a new human being. And my concern and my question is, does America know better? Is America immune from falling under the disastrous ideology of socialism and communism? Let's take another look at a video of two Marxist politicians that we all know and revisit some things that they said and talk about whether America is susceptible to communism and socialism.
And here is a New Year's resolution that I will keep if elected president, and that is, if Wall Street does not end its greed, we will end it for them.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Not only will big banks not be too big to fail, but big-time bankers will not be too big to jail.
Okay, so Barack Obama said in 2008 he wanted a civilian national security force, maybe like the Stasi in Germany or SAVAK. He was describing a police state. And did you see behind him, everyone clapped. They had no idea what he was talking about, but they clapped. And people voted for Obama twice, even though he said he wanted to create a civilian national security force stronger than our military. How could people possibly have voted for him knowing that he said this? But they voted for him twice. Now, also Obama said of working class Americans, they cling to their guns and religion. I want to spread the wealth around. We will reward our friends and punish our enemies. People also remember, of course, we're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming America. Obama had a radical past and a radical Marxist agenda, and people voted for him anyway. They did not fully understand where he was going. Then you have Bernie Sanders, we saw in the video. He's talking about breaking up businesses. He says we're going to put businessmen in jail. Now, this is what the Bolsheviks did back in 1917. This was the beginning of the path of destruction. The Bolsheviks jailed the entrepreneurs. They called them bourgeois at the time. Today we call them entrepreneurs. And the government bureaucrats took over these businesses. Within a few years, the bureaucrats became the leading class of society, and they were very unproductive. There was no jobs, no food, starvation, and death. But you have Bernie Sanders running around the country giving this speech about breaking up business, taking over the banks, breaking up the pharmaceutical companies. The business of America is business. This is what drives the free markets and drives all the wealth and prosperity. But people voted for Bernie Sanders. They still have him on TV listening to him talking about a political revolution or breaking up all the banks, jailing the bankers. So despite the electoral success of America First Donald Trump, I look out my window here in Southern California and I can see the Reagan Library. And I recall Reagan's profound words that I want to leave with you today. He said, freedom is a fragile thing. It is never more than one generation away from extinction. Freedom must be fought for, protected, and handed on to the next generation to do the same. As long as people are still voting for and listening to people like Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama, American democracy is still in grave danger. I'd like everyone, please, go to the InfoWars store and take a look at my new film, The Art of the Insult. This is a film about the branding techniques that Donald Trump used for his political opponents. People forget that he was actually in the entertainment business for 30 years. Miss America, pro wrestling, The Apprentice. So he knew how to manipulate the media and control the narrative. Go to the InfoWars store. Please support InfoWars. Trump, The Art of the Insult. Get it and show your friends. It's a great group experience. We showed it in Los Angeles 2 nights ago, and we had 300 people laughing nonstop. So check out The Art of the Insult, and I will see you next time.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info.